Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at TERO.com.
Fridays means that it is Jeff Pitts Day. We have it circled on the calendar, and it is affectionately known as Jeff Pitts Day. It says that right there on the calendar. It says Jeff Pitts Day. And he is the executive editor of City View Magazine, and City View knows what to do, and that's why Jeff's here each week to talk to us about stuff going on in the metro. How is that for a lead-up? Yeah.
That's a heck of a lead-up.
I know, the crowd goes wild.
If it was
wild.
True.
Oh, of course it's
managing
true.
Managing editor, not executive editor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Managing editor. Well,
I'm trying to
give you a bump. Shane, are you listening? Shane, I don't know if Shane listens to us from time to time.
Probably.
I know every once in a while, I'll see a tweet floated out there.
Uh-huh.
And I suspect it's Shane.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if Shane Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, he's the owner of Big Green Umbrella Media, and which is the parent company for City View, as well as City View's Business Journal and a bunch of other things.
Yeah. Iowa Living Magazine.
Yeah. It's a publishing empire.
That's right.
That Hugh Hefner would be probably jealous of.
That might be too far.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Anyway, so I was just trying to give you a bump.
But it is formidable.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It is formidable. And just trying to, you know, shout out to Shane.
Yeah.
And his lovely wife, Jolene.
Uh-huh.
So, there you go.
We had our Christmas party the other day.
Oh, you had a Christmas party?
We did.
Now, is it early or is it late?
For a Christmas party?
Yeah. Because I know people that have Christmas parties in January.
Yeah.
And I'm always trying to figure out, are they doing that ahead of time or is it behind time?
I think anytime's a good time for a holiday party.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So what happened?
I was in Windsor Heights, actually.
There was.
Sherwood.
At the Sherwood Forest Events Center.
That's right.
Dory and the crew.
You know the crew.
Oh, I know the crew well. Yeah. Great place to have an event.
Uh-huh. It was. I'd never been there. It was
Sherwood Forest Events Center.
Yep.
Yeah. And
Old Baker's Cafeteria.
Yeah, they have everything there.
Mm-hmm.
And they can really decorate it up pretty nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Sid's Catering did the catering. Awesome food.
Sid, again.
Yeah.
Sid Cohn, ladies and gentlemen. She's wonderful.
Yeah.
I got to have her. You know, I saw her at the awards ceremony.
Yeah.
For the Business Journal, and I said, we got to get you back on the air and talk about your catering business mm-hmm. and stuff. And she says, yeah, let's do that. And, of course, now here I am, what,
right.
2 weeks later? It's just way too much going on sometimes.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Enough. Baloney.
Well, as if you don't have anything else to do.
We got places to go.
We got things to do. Lots of stuff.
Tonight.
We'll kind of just run through some of these things, probably. There's so many stuff. The Bucks play tonight. Madhouse on
Bucks. Yeah. Tonight, hockey.
They play tomorrow also. Taking on the Sioux City Musketeers.
Don't even bother. We hate them. I mean, Sioux City. You know, I remember when I was about 13 years old and we were traveling through Iowa on a vacay.
Yep.
Headed out to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, we're driving in the car on Interstate 80 from Detroit.
Yeah.
And we get to the exit that says Sioux City.
Yeah.
And I proudly proclaim Sioux City. Anyway, we hate them. Yeah.
Well, they'll be in town this weekend. Also, tonight, celebrate Waukee Winterfest.
There you go. Is it going to be where?
This is the downtown Triangle area.
Now, that is a great place to go because it's quaint. You know, it's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's quaint. It reminds you of a scene from some Christmas movie.
Yeah?
It's wonderful. Go to Waukee.
What's your favorite Christmas movie? You have one? Or holiday movie? Or?
You know, Miracle on 34th Street, I think, is
I've
pretty cool.
I've never seen it.
What?
Never seen it.
So that's pretty good. But I also, Jimmy
Grinch.
Stewart?
Did I already ask you? I think I might have asked you this last week.
But Jimmy, I have to be nice now because last week it was about the Grinch. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. But
nailed that, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I have great practice at that. That and Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Thank you very much. My mother hated it. All right.
Okay, so yes, Waukee, the Winterfest, there'll be tree lighting, there'll be Santa, lots of Santa things going on
this
week.
Yeah, there'll be singing, there'll be caroling.
The ice sculptor, Bill
Gordish. There'll be ice sculptor, Bill Gordish. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It is cool. I wonder if he does it with a chainsaw.
Yeah, is there any other way? I guess he'd use a chisel, but it doesn't seem like it would work right. Yeah. Maybe. Anyway, all kinds of stuff like that. Scavenger hunt, mini golf, so on. Also, starting tonight at the Playhouse.
It's a Wonderful Life?
You're going to shoot your eye out.
Oh, no. Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty good show, too. I like that
one. Yeah. It's a good show. You know, I've never seen it all the way through. I think I've seen the whole thing.
Miracle on 34th Street. Nah.
We didn't grow up watching those for some reason, so I have never.
Well, now.
We didn't have cable.
Now that your daughter.
Yeah.
You know, can appreciate another angel. Yeah.
Another angel gets its wings every time the bell goes off or
something.
There
you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Seen that part. That's the thing. You see these movies even if you haven't seen them.
Because they're all over.
You get a snippet here, a snippet there.
All right.
So that's playing at the Playhouse. They're also doing the same show, or maybe slightly different, but same idea down at the Ankeny Theater.
Well, those actors are going to be...
I think it's different.
Oh, different
it's
people.
Different,
oh, I
right.
was going to say, running back and forth. That's going to be that's a heck of a drive. Downtown Des Moines to the Playhouse. I mean, wow. Oh, yeah, different actors.
Different actors, okay. Yeah. Tonight at Franklin Junior High, the Not a Silent Night.
Oh, you know.
Annual holiday music show.
That is such a great venue. I'd never been there before the award ceremony for the Business Journal. But what a neat place.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa.
Take you back.
Well, it was just gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they did a nice job. And so, what a perfect place for the Nottas.
17th year they're doing this.
Not a Silent Night.
Should be something.
Yeah.
This weekend, Drake University men's basketball team plays at the Knapp Center on Saturday against Southeast Missouri State. How do you feel about them?
Hey, Southeast Missouri State.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't bother coming up here. We're just going to beat you like a drum.
Don't even bother.
Yeah.
Iowa Wild play at the Well.
I know.
Saturday. Yep.
I'm going.
Yeah?
Yeah. Get this. All right. So my friend, Tamara Weiss.
I thought you were banned.
Well, no. That's been a long time ago. I wasn't banned. No,
it was just a one-time ejection. Was just
I wasn't ejected. A guy came to my rescue. Don't throw rolls on the ice. I mean, that's happened years ago. Anyway.
Statute of limitations.
That's right. But, so I'm going to be there ringing bells for the Salvation Army.
Good for
ahead
you.
Ahead of the game, yeah. I get a call from Tamara Weissmiller, who I know very well, and so she called last week and said, hey, Michael, can you help us out? And I said, sure, yeah. Game, yeah. Hockey, yeah. Bells, yeah. Santa hat, maybe. I'll wear a yarmulke. I'll wear a red and green yarmulke. How's that?
They make those?
They're probably.
Should.
Yeah. Wish everybody happy Hanukkah.
Playing the Tucson Roadrunners.
Who?
Tucson Roadrunners.
Come on. Get out of here. We hate them.
Yeah. They play the Roadrunners on Tuesday, if you're interested.
Oh, so they're going to be in town for a while.
Yeah.
All right. Now we know. Ferners in town.
Chris Kendall Market.
This is a really interesting adventure. This is to celebrate European heritage.
Yep.
And Suzanne Hall, get her done girl, is what she goes by on Twitter.
Yeah.
And so this is, I think, what, fourth year?
At least.
Yeah.
That's probably about right, fourth year. It's a German-inspired Christmas outdoor market offering unique cultural experience and chance to expose yourself to European-style foods, products,
and
activities.
There you go. European-style foods, products, and activities.
It's free. And it's at Principal Park this year. They have been in Cal's Commons.
Yes, they have been.
Previous years.
So they're going to take over Principal Park.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be nice.
Be something. It's a bigger venue, I think.
Much bigger venue.
Must be doing well. Must be popular. Salisbury House kicks off the holiday season with their annual Holly and Ivy home tour.
Holly and Ivy.
Delight in the grand 1920s estate.
Oh, those aren't people. That's the name of it. Oh, okay. Holly and Ivy. I thought maybe they were an item and, you just go to their house. But no, this is the home tour.
Yeah, and it's just going to be all done up in holiday
stuff.
You like holiday stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come to my house.
Yeah?
Oh, boy. It's just a little crazy here.
Also this weekend at the zoo, Santa will be diving. Santa's going to be scuba diving.
Santa is going to be scuba diving.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 and 2 p.m.
That would be something to see. Put it down.
15,000-gallon tank.
15,000-gallon tank.
He's going to be doing laps.
All right.
That should be worth the price of it.
Yeah. Santa scuba. Scuba Santa.
Downtown Farmers Market, indoors, as
right
goes through Capital the end of the Center. Month. Christmas with Michael Smith and Amy Grant at Wells Fargo Arena.
Amy Grant, I know that name. She is a religious singer, but I don't know the guy.
They're just, I don't even know their shtick, but they're at Wells Fargo Arena doing Christmas music.
We just can't get enough of that.
Iowa next week.
Is that radio station still? I mean,
I think there's more than one now that are doing it.
What?
Because I think I ran into that.
Christmas music all 24/7.
I like it.
There's just no hope.
There is hope.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
Iowa State men's basketball next week.
Yeah.
Sunday. Let's see here. Oh, Sunday and Thursday. So they play Seton Hall on Sunday, and then they play the Hawkeyes.
Ooh, no hate there.
That'll be a good game. Who you pull for?
Hawks, yeah. Only because tuition money went there. So, this is kind of the way it is. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Got to support where you paid.
Straight No Chaser. You ever hear this?
Yeah, this is an a cappella group.
Yep, at the Civic Center. They're in City View this week, actually. City View's out yesterday.
Yeah?
And one of these guys is from Urbandale.
Yes. And a cappella. And I suspect that they'll be doing Christmas music.
Yeah. Holiday movie, all kinds, I think.
Yeah. Dreidel, dreidel,
they do
dreidel.
That. I don't know if they do that one or not.
They're probably not.
They're the ones that do that medley of, like, you hear it on the radio all the time if you listen to it. Yeah. Something about, I can't remember the lyrics.
Yeah,
I wish I could belt them out right now, but I can't.
There you go. Give it to us.
What else you want?
You've got the sheet.
We've got Charlie Brown Christmas live on stage at the Civic Center Thursday.
Very nice. Very nice.
And the Union Street Players have on Christmas Day pretty much all next week.
Uh-huh.
That is, you want the hype on that?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
Lucy James is the most obstinate,
Lucy
adorable
James.
Orphan to ever live at the Little Angels Home for Orphans.
Oh.
She's adopted 7 times in the last year, but she kept coming back. Wasn't that her adoptive parents did not want her, but she found them wanting.
Oh, yeah. So it didn't.
On this Christmas of 1935, Little Angels is in trouble and may not be around another year. With that, the orphans believed to be divine intervention. A bus breaks down and so on.
Yes, I know this story.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Yep.
Is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
As they say this time of year.
That's a wrap.
It'll be interesting to see how Santa ho-hos in 15,000 gallons of water.
That's a good question.
Yeah, right. Can you give us a ho-ho over there, Santa? You
can find out at the zoo this weekend.
How about that? Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on in the metro. If you are so inspired to go out there and see about European heritage, and that's a principal park, that's going to be a great adventure. Suzanne, congratulations to you. Good stuff. All right. I guess that does it for this week.
It does it.
Right. Hockey. Bells.
Roadrunners.
Hate them. And who are the Stars playing?
Stars.
Was that Roadrunners?
Yeah, the hockey was the.
Yeah, that's right, because Sioux City is playing the Bucks, and then the Roadrunners. Yeah, got it. Okay. Want to make that clear. Who's on first? All right, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen. From City View Magazine, we almost gave him a raise in pay and a bigger title earlier in the broadcast. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, City View Magazine, the latest issue, is out on newsstands right now, as a matter of fact. For all of this associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.